The Coming of Grendel. A powerful monster living down in the darkness growled in pain, impatient as day after day the music rang loud in that hall. The harp's rejoicing call and the poet's clear songs sung of the ancient beginnings of us all, recalling the Almighty making the earth, shaping these beautiful plains marked off by the oceans, then proudly setting the sun and moon to glow across the land and light it. The corners of the earth were made lovely with the trees and leaves, made quick with life, with each of the nations who now move on its face. And then, as now warriors sang of their pleasure, so Hrothgar's men lived happy in his hall till the monsters stirred, that demon, that fiend, Grendel, who haunted the moors, the wild marshes, and made his home in a hill, not hill but earth. He was spawned in that slime, conceived by a pair of those monsters born of Cain, murderous creatures banished by God, punished forever for the crime of Abel's death. The Almighty drove those demons out, and their exile was bitter, shut away from men. They split into 1,000 forms of evil, spirits and fiends, goblins, monsters, giants, a brood forever opposing the Lord's will, and again defeated.